Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss handling multiple offers.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about pricing in this market and suggesting that you may not want to try to break a record out of the gate with a list price, but instead price it competitively and create the opportunity for multiple offers or kind of an auction setting.
And it's interesting, and that's what happens if you clearly underprice a property. Now, by clearly, I'm not saying 50% on the dollar, but maybe a little bit below what pretty much all of the residential brokers would understand as a good deal. And that then starts the feeding frenzy.
That's right. And under that circumstance, with a realtor, you may be able to have a deadline where it's going to be available for 7 days to view, and on the seventh day by 3 p.m., all offers need to be into that realtor, that listing agent, so they can look at it same time. That is a climate that's very similar to an auction.
Yeah, it is. But at the same time, it's very possible if somebody complains and says, well, that's not ethical or that's not proper, you can say, okay, my seller's out of town for until such and such is not available to view offers. Now what are you going to do? That's the way it is, period. End of story.
You just need to make sure it's consumer driven. So if the seller has decided they're not going to view offers or they're unavailable until a certain date, they know that they have the possibility of missing some opportunities in the process. But let's talk about getting more than one offer at a time as a seller. You're the receiving person. You're looking at more than one opportunity on your home.
Well, first of all, anybody can write an offer. I could write an offer on toilet paper. If it has all of the essential ingredients, I sign it. That is an offer to purchase, a valid offer to purchase that would, again, if it had all of the ingredients of a contract, would be enforceable and so forth. Anybody can write an offer. Does that mean that they are financially qualified to perform as they offered? That's the big question.
Right. So the first thing you'll want to do when you're reviewing more than one offer is make sure that you've requested substantial evidence of a climate for success at the end of the sale. That is to say, do they have the lender who's going to give them the loan? How well do they know that lender? And is the down payment liquid currently?
Exactly. So is this person capable of performing? And can you as a seller demand evidence of that?
Absolutely. You can say it's a condition of the purchase. Also, you'll want to make sure that you look at the price, of course, and you want to make sure that you've given everyone opportunity to put the highest and best opportunity in front of you. So make sure that all parties know they're in a multiple offer situation. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.